Idiosyncrasy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Idiosyncrasies. I'm your host, Trey. With me, as always, is Landon and Jared and Harrison, who is very sleepy today.
I love the lighting between all three of us.
Yeah.
Trey looks like he's in like in a college Zoom meeting. Jared looks like he's about to drop like a fucking like Fortnite tutorial video. And I look depressed. Yeah,
like you look miserable.
I look like I'm about to give like a what's that? This is like goodbye, everyone. This is my last message. I'm about to do something really bad. And I don't know what it is.
But I can't wait to clip that one out of context.
Yep. I'm about to do something bad.
Bad. All right. As always, we're going to talk about music and then get on with the show. So, Jared, go for it.
All right. Number one, we're going to do Shoegaze by the Alabama Shakes.
It's a good genre of music.
My little sleepy boy. Shut the fuck up, you filthy shoegazer. You flipped me off, for those who couldn't see.
Yeah. Yeah, if it was not in frame, here you go. There's two of them.
Number two is going to be Heavy Soul by the Black Keys. And
it's a
number
good song.
Three, Weapon of Choice by Fatboy Slim.
Nice.
What song is it?
Weapon of Choice by Fatboy Slim.
I can't spell, Jesus.
Christopher Walken just does a little dance for the whole music video.
Okay. Landon, you look like you're starting to hit Skype. You're starting to look like you're starring in the hit Skype-focused movie, Unfriended.
Caught me.
Red-handed.
Red-handed. All right. For me this week, I have Boogie Shoes by Casey and the Sunshine Band, Magic by Pilot, and let's see, Melissa by the Allman Brothers Band.
I love the Allman Brothers.
Me too. The Allman Brothers. All right, Tway.
I'm only gonna do two this week. I've got Amsterdam, Imagine Dragons, and Tiptoe, Imagine Dragons.
I wonder what you've been listening to this week.
I wonder what I've been listening to.
This ain't the same your grandma's music. Is it one word? Yes.
Tiptoe? Yeah. I love the Skype-focused movie Unfriended, released in 2014 by Universal Pictures and produced by Timur.
Yep.
Thick man.
What can I say? It was my my first ever feature film.
Yeah, you did great, honestly.
Yeah.
I've never seen the movie, but I thought you were great.
Yeah. Me neither. I've never seen it either.
It's like, so Will's been doing this thing, like, Will did this thing the other day. He popped into DJ's stream, and it was like, Twitch tells you now when somebody is either watching without video or watching without audio. And so he came in and it was like, Willie watching without audio or watching without video, and then just goes, damn, DJ, you look great today. <And it's> the funniest thing, like, damn, what a fucking insult that is.
All right, wait. I have a can of soda pop. I'm gonna get this without the noise suppression. Can you hear this? Okay. I just cut my nail, so this is very. Oh, very that nice. Was that's fucking crisp. Nice. It was Barg's too. Why am I grabbing it like this, like a fucking animal? I'm like. Wait, no, get your thumb in the front.
Oh my god.
I look like a fucking, like, I look like a low-poly, like, video game character.
this, This is fucking challenging.
Look at Harrison.
Yeah, Harrison's like, I have to fucking put up with this.
Oh, that's great.
All right, I'm going to turn my noise suppression off. Back on.
Daddy's drinking a little Jack and Coke.
Jack and Coke.
That's why I'm a little sleepy.
Yeah, that's right, Maggie. I'm drinking a little bit of root beer.
Because I'm 83 years old and I get sleepy when I drink.
So who's got a story for today?
All right, so... yeah, I was really hoping something would come to me when I said that.
In that 3 seconds.
Yeah. It's been kind of a... I haven't really done much. I literally haven't left the house except starting, like, you know, a couple days ago. So I've literally just been in bed fucking dying, but I finally have recovered. So I
posted about it, but today was the grand opening for the building where my professional animation
very fucking awesome
work was shown. It opened at 11:30 and I left around 1, and by that time 600 people had already like come into the building and
Damn. We're
looking around, because they're showing off a lot of labs too, and it's kind of like just an adult science fair pretty much, because people are like flying drones and sharing projects they're working on in these labs and everything. So it was pretty sick.
Damn.
There was one station and they called it Brain Games, and they put on this like sensor cap, and then it would track where your eyes were looking. And then,
oh, that's cool. That's super cool.
It was pretty sweet. They have a full like motion tracking mocap suit, like VR lab area. So they were projecting a model onto this dude as he was just dancing around.
Maggie wants to know if any of us had a bear in our house this week.
Nope.
No, because we live in Ohio.
Funny story about me. So I live in Connecticut, and I have my parents were out of town, and my door was open, and a bear came in, knocked some shit around. My brother, that I definitely do have.
Some shit around my brother.
Yeah. Was upstairs telling, not paying attention, and
the bear fucking matcha tea.
ate my matcha tea, which I fucking love matcha tea, and
a singular English muffin.
It fucked over my toaster like no other. So glad though they did not get a hold of any of my Hatsune Miku collection. I'd be devastated.
Invited it in, to be honest.
Yeah, it probably did.
But yeah,
I think something very similar happened to Maggie too, didn't it?
Yeah, that's so weird. That's crazy.
Yeah, so I literally lied about all of that. That was all Maggie's situation that I was taking to claim as my own.
Wait,
look at this. No. Another straight white man trying to take credit for a woman's accomplishments.
Wait, what?
Wow. Wow, Landon, so crazy. I'm so glad they did not touch that bear did not touch my most prized possession. My $3,000 play arts figure. My accomplishment. How I'd be accomplished? That's on my fucking bucket list, being invaded by a bear. And then get the bear to leave. Like, that's a lot. I put on a resume.
I don't think I said this, but when you sent that and we all realized it was a real bear, my first reaction was, that's fucking sick. I want to take a picture of a bear so bad. That was my immediate reaction.
Well, so when you sent that, you just said, I'm busy cleaning up after bear. There was no article before bear.
Yeah, I thought you meant another dog.
You meant the person bear that we know. I was like, what the fuck? Oh. What's bear doing over there? Maggie says just to come to Connecticut. She's seen so many bears.
Yeah, let's take a little idiosyncrasies trip to Connecticut. And get mauled by bears.
Absolutely.
Okay, but for real, I want to go to Montana so fucking bad.
I'd be down. Let's go to Montana. Fuck
I
it.
I also really want to go to Alaska. The only thing is...
That's a fucking drive.
Both those states get very fucking cold.
Yeah, they do get so very fucking cold.
I should have thought of this a while ago, but...
Yeah, not as falls rolling around. But...
Yeah, but Montana... Glacier National Park is on my bucket list.
How far is... Montana are we having Montana a? Are we having an idiosyncrasies camping trip in Montana?
Let's do it.
Because realistically, it'd probably end up being cheaper. Well, I don't know. If it's a road trip, like us all splitting gas would probably be cheaper. But like if I were going by myself, it'd probably just be cheaper to fly and just get like an Airbnb or something. It's just I like the option to have transportation when I travel. So I don't I don't want to rent a car.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you have.
I've always wanted to go to Wyoming. That's a place I've always that one in Colorado. My friend lives in Colorado.
Pretty sick.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I just want to hang out with the fucking wildlife and get absolutely just destroyed.
Get my intestines like a bear.
I want my intestines to be ripped out by a wild goat. That's my dream come true. Montana, if you're to drive there,
do Glacier National Park.
It's 2 minutes away from being 24 hours. So it's 23 hours
away. Holy shit.
Yeah. You said Glacier National Park?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's in Montana. It's like practically the Canadian border, I think.
Well, see, so I had a. So, like, I had an interview. I told everybody I haven't said this on the podcast, but I had a second interview the other day. Went really well. They are pretty much offered me the job. When I had a friend who was like, yeah, once you get this, you know, full remote job, we should just travel. Just go travel everywhere. I'm like, damn, you know,
that's super cool. Sick.
So I want to get like an RV or something so I can go travel places.
Jesse. We gotta go. Jesse. So Glacier National is farther away because it's closer to Washington.
Yeah, it's not like northwest.
It's like right on the border of Canada. 27 hours.
Yep.
I would just fly at that point. You could probably rent a car too.
Yeah, I think each state has their own like car rental laws. Because I'm pretty sure Ohio, you have to be like 25 to rent a car.
Yeah, you do. Because Maggie just said that too. You have to be 25 to rent a car.
You can put under my parents' name.
Yeah, that's just that's a federal law, not just statewide.
In Montana,
rent a car.
You have to be at least 21 years old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I thought some places was 21.
I can join the military at fucking like 18, 17, but I can't rent a fucking car until I'm 25.
You're in the military in 18, 17?
Hmm? What?
I need carrots.
Okay. All right.
Fuck, there was something. Oh, speaking of joining the military. Yeah!
Look at those toes. Put those grippers away.
So Trey's joining the military.
No.
Trey wouldn't be allowed to join the military.
Depression, anxiety, morbidly obese.
Gay.
Immunocompromised.
Gay. Fuck.
Fucking gay.
No, did you guys see that? It was a tweet from a senator, I can't remember which one, or a House representative, and it was about the student debt forgiveness. Oh, it was Don Bacon. It was Don Bacon.
Oh, yeah, I saw you.
I have not seen this.
And it was an article that was talking about student loan forgiveness, and then Don Bacon retweeted this and goes, "You can't. Student loan forgiveness takes away our primary recruiting power during America's like most pivotal time." It's like, damn, dude, you said the quiet part out loud right there. That's you just straight up admitted that that is the whole reason.
What the fuck, dude? I bet he was like, "Yeah, I'm really doing something right now with this
tweet."
Yeah,
he thought he did something
tweet,
there
with this tweet. not his tweet, his tweet. That's fucked, dude.
I got the most respect for Twitter when Ted Cruz liked the stepmom porn video. Like, that's my guy.
One of my absolute
that's my president.
One of my favorite moments is the porn on Twitter. Yeah, make fun of my stuttering, asshole.
They gave you a nose, but took away your speaking ability.
I've never had the speaking ability. That was something I never had in the first place.
Yeah, he's literally tongue-tied.
Yeah, I'm physically fucked. I hate that. That's such an ugly...
Oh my god! You got washed out so much. Like
I look like Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
I don't know how Steve Buscemi sounds. Oh, guys. How are you doing, fellow kids?
Think of Randall from Monsters, Inc., bro.
Yeah. that's Steve Buscemi.
Is
real
that,
nasally.
And... That is. That is Steve Buscemi. I know,
Oh, shit, Billy I can't hear anything anymore.
And then, Billy Crystal is, Mike Wazowski.
Yeah. And good John. Jibba-jibba-jibba.
Jibba-jibba-jibba.
Good God. God judgment. Sullivan.
Good God, God's judgment.
Good that's Lord, a, God, husband.
Yeah. Good Lord, bit. God's husband.
I'm out of Bev. I'm going to make a new Bev and get some carrots.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
BRB.
Well, in the meantime, I finished my sodi pop. So what I'm going to do is... Is that all on camera?
Oh my god.
Oh, I love ASMR. So you're a Trisha Paytas fan, right?
I wouldn't necessarily call myself that, but for the sake of this story, sure.
You have seen that Trisha Paytas has recently had their child?
And it was the same day the Queen died?
So everyone was saying that
the Queen was reincarnated, yeah.
Someone tweeted it was like, fuck, they look the exact same, and it showed a picture. Elizabeth, and then just a fucking red ass fucking newborn baby. I don't know if I can find it.
I'm getting the death stare from Porsche because I was holding Edge.
Isn't the baby's dad, Heli Klein's brother?
It's yep.
What the fuck?
That's crazy. That's wild. <Yeah.
throat> You're laughing. Queen Elizabeth is about to be reincarnated. Trisha Paytas is baby, and you're laughing.
And you're laughing.
That poor kid.
Queen Elizabeth's soul.
What?
Hold on. Well, I'll put in a flaking awesome. It's so stupid.
Which just got sent in Flecking Wholesome.
We were talking about Trisha Paytas's child being Queen Elizabeth incarnate.
Yeah, so my old boss basically calls me a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to keep in touch with her. Every time I see her, like, it's usually like a couple of weeks at a time, then I go say hi and whatnot. And she basically always asks, are you seeing anyone? I'm like, no. She's like, you need to get out and do something. These carrots smell kind of weird.
Maybe your boss is right.
I was like, bitch. I've been putting in so much time with class and work and other shit. I don't have time for that.
I'm going to say the...
Because she's older, I can't exactly tell her I have online friends. But then she's like, go out and just get dinner with people or something. And then I don't have the heart to tell her I don't have real friends here. I was like, my friends are my coworkers.
Yeah, me and my friends, we go to this beautiful restaurant of Valorant. Have you ever been there before?
It's French.
The bathroom's green. It's fucking crazy.
It's fucking crazy. There's hibachi.
Yeah, I get the sage rice.
I'm gonna throw these carrots away, BRB.
You're telling me I sage fried this rice? Why are you here?
Burger!
Where are the other drugs going?
I like how cats' heads are like...
Why are your paws wet? Say...
Oh fuck yeah! You want to see what I got today at the general?
At the bodega?
The bodega?
At the bodega?
Oh fuck!
Right?
Oh fuck yeah!
Yeah, a whole ass fucking box.
But yeah,
I saw these. I'm like, fuck! Is this 2007? Did I just finish a soccer game?
Is this a crossover episode?
Is this some kind of Suicide Squad?
Yeah, when I still worked for her, she tried setting me up with my coworkers. She's like, you know, they're pretty cute. They're only like two guys part of the staff. And I'm like, I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah.
Don't date a coworker. Don't ever date a coworker.
I mean, it's different because it's only one of us at a desk at a time, and we only ever see each other in passing. Like,
oh, true. But still, that's a whole like thing. I've dated some coworkers before in different kinds of environments, both in retail. I've done office work and fucking
coworkers with tails.
But yeah, long story short.
You would admit that?
Yeah.
Long story short, I get no bitches. And that's okay.
Jared, we're your bitches.
I'm my own bitch. Have you seen how I talk to myself in the mirror? I'm my own bitch. Oh. Let me look at my schedule. I'll talk about fucking. Sorry.
Firekin.
Let me look at my schedule. I'll talk about fucking cock.
That is exactly what I said.
Exactly what you said.
Tomorrow, I'm running camera for a UC football game. So.
Oh, yeah. I swear to God.
Swear to fucking God.
Swear to me!
I fought a homeless person.
That's cool.
Wait, for real?
No. Yeah, I have no stories this week.
Yeah,
well, you know, now that you mention it, this small little story, I don't know if it'd be interesting. I body slammed into a homeless person.
I pushed a homeless person in front of a car.
Anyway, moving on.
Next topic.
I pushed an old lady in front of
chat, you guys want us to talk about anything? I literally have nothing.
Yeah, I have nothing.
This might be a short episode.
Let's do some questionnaires.
Yeah, that works.
What is everyone's favorite color?
We have to guess.
Oh
okay,
you.
We have to guess.
We said it at the same time, I'm sorry.
So Trey's blue.
How'd you know?
Wait, really? But I feel like yours is green.
I do like green. It's not my favorite color, but purple. It's up there. Not purple. I'm not an asshole. Or rich.
I respect that.
It's like two colors.
Fuck you.
Yeah. What can I say? I like to mix things up.
Pick a side, liberal.
Trey's the one here who swings both ways, not you.
That's his job.
Yeah, don't take that from me.
Trey likes me and blue.
Sorry, DJ. Sorry to announce that you're an asshole. Red and black. My favorite color is very. It's very close to red. It's very close to red.
Maroon.
Fuck. Maroon. Maroon's my favorite color. I like maroon a lot. Fuck with maroon.
You're so hot. Oh, fuck. Blows my mind.
Fuck. Holy maroon fucking fuck. Red. Holy fucking fuck.
Your holy body. Fucking fuck your body.
I like three songs by Maroon 5. I said, every time I think of Maroon 5, I was on Facebook and I was like in a music group or whatever, and someone says, name your guilty pleasures. And everyone was like, you know what, I like Hardy and the Blowfish, or you know what, I fuck with contemporary music, I like religious music, like, or I like what's that band, Nickelback. And I said, I don't mind. I said I didn't like. I said I didn't love. I said I actually don't mind most of Maroon 5's music. Everyone laugh reacted mine. Like everyone else, everyone got like love reactions or like reactions or like me too. Yeah, same. I said I didn't mind Maroon 5 as a band, and I got laugh reacted, and someone told me to leave.
Get and the fuck out of here.
Yeah, yeah. But payphone, dude. Payphone's a banger. I'm sorry. Yeah, because remember Halo 2, we sang that like for like 2 hours straight. Yeah, cringe indeed.
My favorite color is forest green.
Fuck you.
Is it actually green?
Yeah, green, bro.
Yeah, green's a good color. For green, I like that really dark
green's not
green.
A green
nice.
Color.
Did you know that?
Nice reference, Trey. I got that.
Thank you.
Males.
Did you know that males?
Males see Full more star. Variations of the color green than any other color.
Wait, what was that? Sorry, I was not listening.
They see more variations of the color green than any other color. We can tell the difference in shades more than
us. Any other us color. Males. Interesting. Do women see more
reds?
Reds.
It stems from evolution.
Interesting.
Because we had to see the difference in shades of green when we were hunting. Oh. And they had to see the differences in shades of red when they were gathering.
Interesting.
Well, it's interesting. I would say it's interesting that it is red and green, too, because that's like a very common color blindness as well.
Yep.
That's very
what
interesting.
Our rods and cones perceive, bro. Mm-hmm.
She will be loved. Yeah, that's a banger. She will be
loved. Oh, yeah, move like Jagger.
I don't like that song. That song.
Maroon 5 and Mike
ever.
Posner are the same thing.
Yeah. Can you stop licking your
what is
ass?
Everyone? What is everyone's favorite animal? Again, we have to guess.
I feel like Trey would like some basic ass shit.
Yeah, like a dolphin, asshole. Dolphin loving motherfucker.
No, like a
you,
I don't know, a dog.
You rug scraping, couch jumping, dolphin loving.
Rug scraping, lily leaping dog loving
Lily leaping dog loving.
feel like Landon would like some obscure shit, like the mantis shrimp.
No, it wouldn't be obscure. It's, I just posted about it, actually, in the group, in the gaming group, in the Idiots Gaming the other day, with the Gardic phone gifts.
Oh, I didn't look at those.
Jared's cheating.
Maggie says, Trey is cat, Landon is giraffe, or Jared is giraffe, Landon is bison.
Yep, buffalo bison, yeah. Yeah, Jared's a giraffe hating motherfucker. Giraffe hating, lily leaf
dog loving.
Dog loving. Son of a bitch.
God, this is gonna go on. It's gonna get longer and longer. It's gonna take like 6 hours. Yeah,
we need to write someone. These. We need to write these down.
Is it a frog? Do you like frogs?
I don't know. I feel like I have...
It's your favorite animal. What do you mean don't know?
I'm saying I don't know if I have a favorite animal.
How do you not have a fucking favorite animal?
86%, everyone. 86%. Someone tell him what his favorite animal is.
That's it. Quick. Wait.
Based on his kinks. Based on his kinks. A rope bunny.
A howler.
He likes rabbits.
A howler monkey.
Howler. Yeah, he likes howler monkeys.
Oh.
I could see Jared like as a moose. Loving
but
guy.
A moose.
I could see a moose.
It's not a mammal.
It's not a mammal. Is it underwater? Platypus. Is that a mammal?
That's semi-aquatic. Yes.
Platypi are mammals.
They lay eggs, though. They lay eggs.
It's a semi-aquatic egg-laying mammal of action. Dooby-doo-ba-dooby-doo-ba.
You semi-aquatic egg-laying rug scraping.
That's pretty good.
Semi cracker ass honky.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to go with cat for mine.
You're such a basic ass.
I don't know. I don't.
Okay,
maybe
so
a deer?
Cat.
Maybe deer?
A fucking deer?
Why can't I win with this group? Why can't I like things?
A fucking deer.
Oh,
dumbass
owl.
Mother.
Owl.
Okay. Yeah, I'd fuck with now.
It was saying mine because I literally have a tattoo of it.
Yeah, I thought you were doing some like burlesque shit.
Yeah, I was like, what's going on over there?
Yeah. Okay, so.
Stop! Somewhere between.
So Trey's a deer.
The gray owl or the barn owl?
Fucking deer.
I don't know. I've never thought about it.
Did you just skip every single fucking icebreaker?
Trey has the same favorite colors and animals as a 5-year-old.
He also has a fascination with Tonka trucks and trains.
What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color?
Blue.
What's your favorite animal?
What's your favorite class in school? Oh, I like math.
I like recess.
I like recess. Lunch is my favorite.
Yeah, I was like, do I look like someone who likes recess?
You look like you like sitting next to the recess monitors.
Yeah, I was like, do I look like I spent much time on the fucking jungle gym?
What is everyone's favorite dinosaur?
I'll fucking kill myself.
Oh my god. I can't think of the name of it.
Brachiosaurus, all the way for me. Brachiosaurus.
Let me look it up real quick. I can't remember.
Or wait. Is that Brachiosaurus?
Technically, dinosaur purists will say mine isn't a dinosaur. But
likes the chicken.
Fuck them.
Yeah, Brachiosaurus is mine. I love those long necked motherfuckers.
The Quetzal coatless.
What?
The ginormous pterodactyl flying bitch. It's like a giraffe with wings.
I love those things.
So you like a giraffe with wings, but not a giraffe.
Yeah, fuck giraffes.
You draw the line when they land on the land.
It's
why did you say that?
It's a pterosaur.
Yeah, so it's not really a dinosaur. Pterosaur.
Interesting.
But
interesting.
Definitely would be best favorite dinosaur they asked prehistoric.
Yeah, because it's from the Cretaceous. Trey, what is your favorite dinosaur?
The Triceratops.
The Triceratops. I like the T-Rex.
It's like a Triceratops.
It's Raptor.
Okay, Raptor. Raptors are cool. Raptors are cool. Vicious little fucks. A little bit more on the basic side. Okay, what is everyone's favorite subject in school?
I don't want to play this game anymore.
Mine is reading. I loved reading.
I've always liked math.
Yeah, I probably have to go math too. I always liked that more.
Okay, all right.
I did well in
choosing
math
other years. People's answers.
Fuck this guy.
kidding. Yeah, it's either high school history. I liked government a lot, even though my teacher was a fucking asshole.
Oh, I loved government. I had
government was fun. Yeah, I had the worst teacher.
I heard so many stories about him living in his ex-wife's backyard.
I had a big ass fucking crush on the substitute teacher. Everyone hated her, but I fucking loved her. And she said that she was my favorite student, and people got upset saying I wasn't a main character. Like, there's nothing worse than being called not a main character.
There's nothing worse than having your main character status invalidated.
You know, like, those people who aren't even the main characters in their own lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny too, because the guy that said I was not a main character, he was a theater kid. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Okay? Asshole.
Yeah, let's talk about teachers we've had crushes on.
Yeah, they were hot.
Yeah.
A lot of them that went to my school were very old.
Yeah, I would say a lot of mine were quite a bit older.
I don't see why that's an issue.
We're talking
not
like,
all of us have a MILF infatuation, all right?
No, this is like GILF territory. Or great GILF territory.
A good GILF.
Double G ILF.
Wait. Did I ever tell you about the Good Wife story?
No.
Did I ever say that? I don't think. Okay, so I used to work at the hospital, right? And what I used to do was I would deliver the food to the patients. And there was one time I went to a room, the guy was asleep, and I had to be very quiet or whatever. And the family, so it was the guy that was sleeping on there, and then his wife was sitting on the couch, and like some other members, and they were old, they were like 70, 60, something like that. And I said, I was just like, where would you like me to set this? She'll be like, and she was like, oh, I'll take it. I'm his wife. I've been, and she was talking about like how long she's been. She said she's been in there for like a month, like with him and stuff. And I was like, oh, that's really sweet. That's like, that's very nice for you to do. Didn't say that. I said, that's a good wife. To this old woman, and she just like,
God.
And she did, and I was, and I just was like, and she looked at me like, she like her mouth was like, like open, and I was like, okay, so yeah,
congratulations, and I just immediately just you're doing really good at playing to your societal norms.
Yeah. That's a good wife.
Hey,
that's
where would you like this food?
Oh, I'll take it. I've been here for like a month.
That's a good wife.
add a little bit more emphasis on good.
That's a good. Good wife.
Oh no, like increase the pitch. That's a good.
That's a good wife.
Yeah, there we go. That was close. That was a good wife.
Badass.
This is my wife.
This is my wife.
She is very nice. She's a good wife. I was so embarrassed when that happened. And I was like, I was like 17, 18 too. I was because like my intentions were totally be like, oh, that's very sweet of you. I was like,
that's a good wife.
Job, wife.
Yeah, good job, wife.
See, I think I was telling other people on a call the other night, but so in this one class I'm in, we have to act in two like scenes from two different plays and then direct. Mm-hmm. So I'm directing a scene from Taming of the Shrew. I'm doing a scene from The Crucible, and I'm doing a scene from Steve Martin's play called Meteor Shower. In The Crucible, the character is John Proctor. He's a husband who cheated on his wife with, like, an underage girl. And it's about, like, Salem witch trials.
Yep, yep.
And the wife's name is Abigail. So in this scene, Abigail's, like, she's having enough of it. And, like, I'm dealing with it because, like, I recognize I fucked up. At one point, she's, like, talking back. I have to slam the table and go, woman! I cannot do it without fucking giggling. And it's so hard. I have to act, like...
Jared, are you okay?
I have to act.
I fucking love doing it.
Like your system just reset.
I have exactly 33 seconds of runtime.
We should go back to calling wives goodies. That's some good shit. Goody Proctor. I saw Goody Proctor dancing in the woods naked and shit.
True. I was good.
I've been to Salem, and
I was the woods.
I was the pot of stew that they were dancing around.
Question to ask your boyfriend: what's the craziest thing you've ever done?
Acid. Probably that.
What's your favorite way to get your prostate checked?
Through my ass.
That's the most convenient way.
Hit me with another one. Come on.
I'm looking up a different list.
Oh. If you're a fursona, is that close to?
Yeah. It's...
would you be more of like a scaly? Would you be more of a furry? You could do the funny right winger meme and say you're Apache.
One thing that has stuck with me ever
since... Apache helicopter.
One thing that's stuck ever since the person told me. In eighth grade, I was on the track team, right? I threw shot and disc. We were walking over to the shot and disc area, and this guy, Steven... I was, like, decent friends with him. Like we knew each other, but we never, like, really hung out or anything. He's walking with us, and he goes... all of you were in my dream last night. And we're like, what? And he's like, yeah, each of you were a different animal. I was like, okay. And then he told everyone what the animal was. And I was like, what's mine? He's like, you were a snake. And I was like, that has stuck with me since he fucking
told me.
I'm like, what the fuck? Why am I a snake?
You're a little sneaky snake.
But then, like, a year or two later... something along the same lines come up where, like, people were like, oh, what animal would I be? And we were just, like, fucking around. And someone said, Jared, you'd probably be, like, a snake or something. I was like, happening again.
I bet you're, like, sitting there and you just start sweating. You're like, it's happening again. You just don't say anything. You're just like...
his eyes just like start like slitting up.
And yeah, you do that. You do that fucking eye thing you do.
When you're in a bad mood, is there something or someone that can instantly make it better? Who or what?
The Lord.
I'll go first. So I'm not gonna lie, like, I rarely do it because I'm rarely like in a bad enough mood where I need to just be snapped out of it, but if I need to like get my shit together, it's very like specific, but videos of babies laughing at dogs popping bubbles gets me every fucking time.
That's pretty cute.
It's good.
That's pretty cute.
It's weird being just like happy as a person sometimes. Because, like, I'll just be sitting on my phone watching TikTok, and I'll see someone else happy, and I catch myself smiling. I was like, get your shit together.
Yeah. The world sucks. You should be like,
don't be happy for others, you fuck.
That shows weakness. For me, I don't know. Music, most likely. When I get pissed off, I just listen to music. Playing games with you guys helps me wind down.
Usually I'll just put on like a movie I've already watched, seen before.
Yeah,
I throw old people into the street.
We know. We are well aware.
But wait, fuck. What's your
Cult of the Crypt Keeper?
Yeah, the Crypt Keeper.
All right,
we gotta get some Crypt Keeper merch.
Yes or no questions?
All right.
These are stupid.
No.
Never mind.
Yes or no questions?
You need to reset it.
Reset.
I said these are stupid. I don't know if it came through.
It did. It's just it took you a long time to actually say that.
I was reading them. What is one job you've always wanted to try?
That's not a yes or no question.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no, yeah.
What is one job or career that I've wanted?
What?
Is that the question?
I lost it. It's what's one job you've always wanted to try?
I've always wanted to work with like wilderness, to be honest. Like I like a lot of the fire, like a fire watch job.
That shit's pretty sick. Sometimes like there's been a couple different like fire watch TikTokers that show up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bros.
I was actually looking at them because I've been looking for just like, you know, another job or whatever. And it just sucks because the closest one is in Vermont. Like fuck.
Yeah.
Guess I'm moving to fucking Vermont. But no, like it's nice because how it works is a lot of those jobs you work for like 2 weeks straight, but then you get like 2 weeks off, which is super nice. Mm-hmm. So you work like 15 on, 13 off, which is really nice, and you get paid really, really nice.
So I want zookeeper, bro.
Another one too. Working
even
in a
when
zoo.
I was younger, like so. Yeah, this is another question. When you were a kid, how did you answer the question? What do you want to be when you grow up? I have mine broken down, like, because it changed all the time. But when I was, like, little, like preschool, I always said chef. I wanted to be a chef. I love cooking with my mom. I wanted to be a chef. And then when I realized my mom wasn't the only person in the world, I was like, okay, marine biologist. I wanted to be a marine biologist for the longest time. From, like, second grade to probably fourth grade. Fifth grade, I wanted to be an astronomer. Then I realized there wasn't any money in astronomy. And then seventh, eighth grade, that's when I decided I'd probably pursue engineering. And then I kind of just stuck with that through high school. And then I didn't do engineering.
I don't know. I've been kind of pretty one-track mind. Like, I knew it was going to be something in the arts that I wanted to do. And I'm still doing that, you know, with like, you know, working at the guitar shop and stuff. I do want to kind of further that, obviously. Like, I want to start making my own music, which hopefully soon. I got a bass amp today. Did that. Forgot about that. Yeah, I just bought a fucking $500 bass amp. Man, I need to move out. But no.
I need to move out.
But no, I'm going to buy an orange bass bass amp. But no. Career-wise, I looked into public relations for a little bit. I'm like, fuck, I can't even like talk normally, let alone talk for a whole fucking company.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's a bad idea. And also, when I took PR classes in college, and just the gravity and weight that those jobs have is so much because if you think about it, like let's say your company fucks up, and not you, but since I would be the public relations, it would fall on me to not only would I become the image, I would also have to be the one to recover it. That's a lot to handle. And I'm like, fuck that. So, I haven't really, I thought about like being an astronaut, you know, as a kid or whatever, but I'm like, I hate standing on chairs, let alone being in a fucking spaceship. And that's a lot of work, too. So I don't know. I've been pretty one track minded about being in the arts at a pretty young age.
I was like, I wanted to be like a train conductor or train engineer.
You are like 6 years old, huh?
Well, I'm talking as a